The Holy Gospel for today from the Gospel of Mark, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The other day I was sitting in my office preparing what I could for the newsletter this month, and something came upon me about today's lesson. I thought about it in a number of different ways. The first one was, as growing up as a young man, in Sunday school and confirmation class, preparing for confirmation, just like the three young people we have here, I remember really not liking Jesus' parables. For one very important reason. I could never understand them on my own. They never made sense at the surface. So our pastor would take the time to explain the parables to us and explain what Jesus' intentions were in the parable. And I can remember one such time when he finished, I looked at him and said, "Is that what Jesus meant?" And he says, "Yeah." I said, "Why didn't he just say that?" Jesus puts forth to the people that are listening and to his disciples a challenge in the parables, to think differently about things, to think in different ways, to look at things differently, and to think of things and look at things at times even radically. In this particular case, it's where do we look for and where do we see God? Where do we see the kingdom of God? He refers to the mustard plant. Now, I did a little reading about the mustard plant, all right? When he was saying this, there had to be someone that was either grinning or chuckling, because the mustard plant and the mustard shrub was not necessarily the most desirable thing around in the day and was not something you'd want in your garden. All right? It grew any and everywhere. And I got to thinking about that just about 3 days ago when we had that wonderful all-day rain, looking outside and seeing that every single downspout on my house was plugged. And I thought, well, that doesn't make any sense. So you put on a raincoat and you get a little stepladder and you go out. And I had forgotten the month before all those wonderful little propellers that came off of a maple tree in the yard. And I reached in and took out a handful. Immediately the water started to run, and it reminded me of the mustard seed. Because just as those petals, God creates those so that the tree will again have things growing, where it will seed itself, okay, and continue to regenerate. That's what God does with the mustard seed. The mustard seed is cast through the wind, just like these petals. We know when the wind is involved, we know we're not in control. They go where they will. God plants them where he sees fit. So instead of referring to an oak or a cedar or a sequoia, something that we envision, strength, longevity, something that wind and weather really can't tear down, Jesus gives us a shrub as an example of the kingdom of God. And throughout his entire life, he challenges us to look for the kingdom in different places. In a humble manger. A humble manger instead of a crib, instead of a cradle. A carpenter instead of a prince. And instead of someone they look to sit on a throne over all people, just like all earthly kings that we've ever known, he humbles himself, sacrifices himself. And God hides and shows himself in the cross. In that great sacrifice that put an end to death, that put an end to our sins. All these things we would expect to be done by decree. And yet, God does it in different places. Places that we don't look for. He does it in an instrument of death. An instrument that stands at the front of most Christian churches. An instrument that oftentimes, if I went through the parking lot, it'll be dangling from the rearview mirror. An instrument of death into an instrument of hope. A symbol and a reminder of the greatest act of love. Someplace we don't expect. And yet there he reveals himself for you and for me. God's still talking. I struggle at times with the parables today as much as I did then. But now it's not a frustration thing. Now it's a thing of listening, discerning, praying, trying to understand. And Jesus' words, like all Scripture, still has more to tell us about the great and awesome power of God, but it doesn't always appear like that. It comes to us in simple ways and in simple things. In the one seed that was planted, like the mustard, Jesus was sacrificed for you and I. And in him is the kingdom of God, which we reside. He's still talking. He's still teaching. He's teaching us to think simply, to reach out and to share that kingdom and that love with one another in simple ways, the ones that really, truly make a difference. We have three young people today that will affirm their baptisms. As with all of us, I hope that they realize and understand that God doesn't stop talking to you today. He's going to be there tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the day after that. He will never be anywhere else. And through the love of Christ and in his death, in his sacrifice, the love of God surrounds us, even in those times when we think he's the farthest away he could be, and yet he's right next to us. He's right there. He's never closer. And he's right here today for you. So my hope and my prayer is that the three of you and everyone else remember, he's not done teaching. He's not done talking. We have so much more to learn. But in that one seed that we have come to know as our Lord and Savior, the kingdom of God has flourished. And in it, you are all a part of it. I encourage you to look for God each and every day in your life. Let Christ fill you and expect that you will find him in unexpected places. One last thing. Frustration once in a while, confusion once in a while is also good. Let him talk. Amen.